This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. New this morning, children ages 5 to 11 will soon be able to get a COVID shot at their pediatrician's office, pharmacy, or potentially even their school. This from the White House. It's rolling out its plans for what's expected to be authorization of the Pfizer shot for younger children in a matter of weeks. Also this morning, New York City says it will require police officers, firefighters, and other municipal workers to be vaccinated against COVID or be placed on unpaid leave. Longtime Trump ally Steve Bannon's in contempt of Congress, says a House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol insurrection. Committee Chairman Benny Thompson says Bannon won't be allowed to defy a subpoena.
Mr. Bannon will comply with our investigation, or he will face the consequences.
The vote last night sends the contempt resolution to the full House, which is expected to vote on the measure tomorrow. An AP investigation finds police departments nationwide have few or no guardrails when it comes to use of force against children, some of whom are accused of serious crimes. The AP's Julie Walker.
A 6-year-old girl handcuffed with zip ties and arrested by Orlando police in 2019 after kicking a school staffer. That officer, involved in a similar incident the same day, later fired. In an analysis of 3,000 cases of police force against children, the AP found black kids made up more than 50%, even though they're only 15% of the U.S. child population. The most common types of force: takedowns, strikes, and muscling, followed by firearms pointed at or used on children.
Police in Atlanta shut down several streets this morning after gunfire, apparently targeting officers. Police believe they had the shooter surrounded. This is AP News. And now about the Queen.
Buckingham Palace says Queen Elizabeth II has reluctantly accepted medical advice to rest for a few days and has cancelled a trip to Northern Ireland. The palace didn't offer specifics on the decision, but says the 95-year-old monarch is in good spirits and disappointed that she will no longer be able to visit Northern Ireland for engagements Wednesday and Thursday. The palace said the Queen sends her warmest good wishes to the people of Northern Ireland and looks forward to visiting in the future. She is resting at Windsor Castle, where she has stayed since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic last year. Zaria Shakli, London.
The remains of a U.S. Army private from Ohio killed in combat in Germany during World War II have been identified. Emmett Schwartz was 24 years old. He'll be buried in New Philadelphia, Ohio, next month. His remains had been buried in a U.S. military cemetery in France until they were identified. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.